No man comes unto the Father but by him. And if you've never done that, you aren't really living life as God intended it to be. He intended your life to be abundant, maybe not financially abundant. And if you can be financially abundant in his will, nothing wrong with that either. But the abundance that he provides is a blessing in this life as well as in the life that is to come. And in that life, you don't need any money. You'll have everything that you have, that you will ever need. And he provides for our needs here as well. He said he would supply all our need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus the Lord. And your need is not $1 million or $1 billion or whatever you think your need is. Your need, if you've never given your life to him, is his salvation. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now so that you out there who've never received him as personal Lord and Savior, you might get things right with him this Father's Day. Won't you pray this prayer? Repeat these words after me to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life this very day. Won't you pray? Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming this morning thanking you for this opportunity, this privilege to yield myself to you and to your control. The message in the music says that I can come just as I am, with all my sin, with all my guilt, with all my failure, with all my shortcoming, with all my needs. You're going to minister to each and every one of them by providing me with the forgiveness that you alone can give. Because on the cross of Calvary, Jesus paid the penalty for all my sin. And so therefore, Lord, I'm thanking you for your forgiveness and your free salvation. And I'm yielding myself to you. And I pray that I may continue to grow in your grace and in the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God has done it, or God will do it. And if you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you, which free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church or write to you at some future date for money, although you need to let God direct you into what church you should go get involved in. We're not going to be coming to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, is 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V's and Vernon, B's and Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll send material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off on tomorrow for some other day what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So come right now as you are.
You'll never be the same.
And we pray that you have come just as you are. And so, like I said, give me a call so I can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. Our phone number here in the studio is 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Also want to remind you that we plan to go before the Lord in prayer sometime in the very near future. I can tell by what we have programmed, we're not going to be at 7:15, but it doesn't matter. Send in your, call in your prayer requests at 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And I plan to join with the many Christians in our listening audience as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. 3800. Coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, as we move right along, we have Kirk Whalum along with Hugh Whalum and Kenneth Whalum with an introduction and the song Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise, this Father's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts.
By the time you're watching this DVD, I feel very comfortable in saying that my father and his grandfather will probably be with the Lord. And he's not there now, but he's making his way that way, and his body is checking out. But I have to say to you, the Reverend Kenneth T. Whalum is absolutely going to leave his legacy. We're going to do a song that Kyle and I wrote for him called Rev. My father, you know, we didn't call him Reverend, we call him Rev. Many times we call him Reverend Daddy. But the awesome thing is that I've been able to watch him and to be with him during this period of suffering for him. And it's been wonderful for my brothers and I to spend time with him and our wives and just to really get up under that concept that the Bible tries hard to tell us, and that's that life is a blessing, but guess what? It's also a dead end street. God is so gracious to us, and the Bible says that through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not, and they're new every morning. What that is, if I could translate that, is that because of what Naima Lett told you all about what Adam and Eve did, what they left us, unfortunately, this life under the sun, as Solomon always talks about in Ecclesiastes, life under the sun, it's really jacked up. It's just that God's grace and his mercies are new every morning. So we don't get to see that. We don't get to see the soft underbelly of this thing every day. And so when we say, God, how could you let this happen to me? And I say, God, how could you let me live this life so beautifully for all this time? How could you bless me like you bless me day in and day out, day in and day out? How could you do that? Go on and praise him. He's worthy. We got time. Yes, he is. He's worthy, isn't he? How's that? Is he worthy? So my dad, even though, because he's a stroke survivor, and I'm glad Hazella LaVar is here from Stroke of Hope to talk about the fact that, you know what, You know, when you survive a stroke and all of a sudden you can't talk and you can't swallow, then you begin to remember that this is not it. God is going, that's okay, I'm just going to let the body just fade on away so that I can get you up here with me. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him getting his reward. I don't want to lose him. But I'm jealous. So that was my sermon. I can't, they said, that's the, they, you can't preach tonight, so we're going to play a song. Somebody said he didn't have to do it, but he did. Yeah. We're going to play a song that Kyle and I wrote for my dad and for his granddad. It's called Rev. And by the way, the harmonic and rhythmic complexities of this song are not coincidental. My dad is a very complex guy. But that's okay. We love him so much.
Thank you.
It's 7:18 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. We're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise very shortly. Phone number for your prayer requests, your praise report, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Okay, on this last set, we heard the late David Pops Winans with Holding On, Kirk Franklin along with Donovan Owens with A Whole Nation, Pastor John P. Key and the New Life Community Choir with Live For You, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray you have come. And if so, please give us a call so we can send you the material, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email us at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material out to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. And we just conclude the set with Kirk Whalum, along with Kenneth Whalum and Hugh Whalum, with the introduction and Fit to Battle here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, 7:20, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. You got about, maybe 8 minutes more to get your prayer request into us or your praise report. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Haven't played this one in quite a while. Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr., Pass Me Not, here on Sounds of Praise.
Thank you. given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Just ask. Just ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Just ask, just ask. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks will find. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open to you.
It's 7:31 here on Songs of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praising God with my granddaughter, Brianna. She's graduating this week and going on to high school. So we're praying that God's going to bless and strengthen her, make her a continued blessing so her life might speak for the Lord through the remainder of her life. She continues to move on. Can't believe I have my last granddaughter going to high school. Wow, somebody's getting old. Can't be me. We're praying for B and E. We're praying that God will be able to resolve personal issues. B and E, that personal issues be resolved. Praying for Michelle of Medford. God will deliver her from smoking. And she has a medical condition in her back. And praying that that's going to be relieved so that she won't be impacted negatively by that as well. And we're praying for the Williams family. Williams family lost a loved one. We're praying that God's going to bless and strengthen them even during this time of loss. Let's look to God in prayer. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning and we're praising and thanking you, Lord, because you're God and beside you there is none other. And you said that we can bring every situation and cast them all upon you because you care for us. So we bring Brianna before you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for how you've allowed her to continue on through school to the point now where she's graduating and going on from middle school to high school. So we pray you bless and strengthen her, provide for her every need, give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you alone can give, and may her life be a light even in the high school situation that she's moving into. And may her life all be strengthened by you to be a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things that you have accomplished in her life and that you have for her. May her way clear and plain so she might find the path that you have for her, and may she walk it to the honor, glory, and praise of your name is my prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for E and B, that personal issues be resolved, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know you are not the author of confusion. And so we pray, O Lord, we bring these individuals before you, that the circumstances that confront them, that you would resolve them, that you might move powerfully in their behalf. May they recognize the path that you have for them, and may they in turn yield themselves to you. And so, therefore, your word and your will might be accomplished in and through their lives as they move ever onward and forward in you. But thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in the lives of these individuals, and may their lives be a tremendous blessing, because you resolve this situation and allow them to move on and to glorify and praise your name and be a blessing in each of their lives and in the lives of others as well. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who's still asking you, Lord, to deliver her from smoking and also with this back issue, how you've touched her already, Lord, with her legs, but we pray, oh God, you continue to minister powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize that you're there and provide that which is needed in and through her life, Lord, so she might be a greater testimony among those whom you sent her. And may all the various needs that she needs, may they be resolved to the glory, honor, and praise of your name is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. For the Williams family who lost a loved one, Father, we pray you would minister, Lord, in their time of sorrow. May they recognize, O Lord, that even though they lost a loved one, that you are still there. You are with them. You are able to provide for each and every need, Lord. You're able to strengthen them and encourage them to go ever onward and forward in you. May their lives speak for you, Lord, recognizing that they have a work to do now that their loved one is no longer there. Pray, O Lord, that you might minister in their behalf, so they might step forward, Lord, and go forward in the things that you would have them to do as they put their faith and trust in you. May great and mighty things be accomplished even through this time of loss, and may many be blessed and strengthened even through their lives and through their testimony is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:35 here on WFO in Medford. I want to remind you that, or inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. If no one's there to answer the phone, just leave the message. And when I get it, I'll bring it. When I get it, we'll begin praying for it immediately. And then we'll bring our praising God with you immediately. And then we'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your requests, your praise report before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Okay, 7:36, we're moving on to the final 24 minutes of our Father's Day program. Hopefully you are being blessed by it, as it's been a blessing to me to put it together. Hopefully it's been a blessing to you as well. Vashon Mitchell teaming up with Israel Houghton and the singers in Greatest Man. That's our testimony as spiritual fathers, as natural fathers, that Jesus is the greatest man. And as you yield yourself to him, his greatness will be manifested in and through your life as well.
God.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the greatest man I know. I dare you lift your hands in this building and open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
Sean Mitchell and Israel Houghton, along with the singers and Greatest Man. That's our testimony. As spiritual fathers, as natural fathers, there's no one else that can compare with Jesus Christ the Lord. And if you give your life to Him, you'll find out that He will be all that you will ever need. Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC here on Sounds of Praise.
Rivers.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. The North Shore Christian School would like to thank you for your generous support of their annual fund, Donors and Friends, which allowed them to continue to have a great year this year. But you can continue to provide the fuel that powers programs like their STEM curriculum, seasonal concerts, theater production, and even field day. The North Shore Christian School's commitment to academic excellence and innovative learning from a biblical perspective prepares their diverse student body to make a difference in the world. Whether it was the history fair, spelling bee, or during soccer and basketball games, their students shined this year. Their fiscal year ends on June 30th, 2016, and they would love you to please consider making a tax-deductible donation to sustain the good work that is taking place there. To support the annual fund, contributions can be mailed to the North Shore Christian School Development Office, 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts, 01904. That's the North Shore Christian School Development Office, 26 Urban Street, Lynn, Massachusetts, 01904. :52 here on Sounds of Praise, and getting near time to wrap up this program, but we gotta get this one in. Bishop Tudor Bismarck, along with Donna Lawrence and company, from the Your Righteous Mind album, and this is the I Am Factor. That's what spiritual fathers would teach their children and others as well about what it means to be in possession of the I Am God. That's what God told Moses when he went back to Egypt to get Israel released from the Pharaoh. Tell them that I Am, that I Am, has sent you.
Joel is the prophet that's predicting an outpouring, a deluge of God's power in the end time. And in the middle of this interesting scripture, he says, beat your plowshares into swords, your pruning hook into spears. And then he says, let the weak say, I am weak. When you make confession and when you prophesy, you do not, this is going to sound wrong, but you're not supposed to tell the truth. Because the truth is, you are weak. But you are not supposed to tell the truth about your circumstance. Let the weak say, now, the reason he's using this here, the reason he's saying let the weak say I am strong, the I Am factor works this way. He says, if you use my name, it's for a memorial to all generations. And he says, if you do not use it correctly, you will receive the consequence of applications in the wrong way. So here's the principle. When you say, I am, the principle of the universe is this. The minute the universe hears the word I am, whatever follows I am starts looking for you. Let the poor say, see, the truth of the matter is a poor person is poor. But the minute a poor person says, I am poor, everything in the world of poverty starts organizing itself to your life. The devil is a liar. I am rich. Whatever you say, I am, and follows I am, is coming your way. The Lord will not hold you guiltless. So let the weak say, let the poor say, whatever you say I am, the universe is programmed to find you. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am dark and lovely. Michael, I am bad to the bone. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am prosperous. I am very rich. I am big gifts. Give three people a high five and tell them a few I ams.
Okay. We're gonna put the I am factor to work. Yeah, it's time for your confession to totally change. Right here, company. Here we go. Tell them, say.
I left my name for generations to come.
Uh-huh.
Name above all names, I am and is to come. The heavens respond.
Heavens respond.
Universe obeys.
Universe.
When you say, I am.
Start saying your I am.
Oh, yeah. Am what you need.
What's come your way?
What's come your way?
Why you got to say it?
I am, that I am, that I am.
That's right. You are because God is, huh? Take it up. Everybody, all over the world.
I left my name for generations to come.
I left my name for generations to come.
Name above all names, I am and is to come.
Huh?
The heavens respond, universal things.
This is what happens.
Heaven must answer back.
All you gotta do is say, I am, what happens?
The universe must
So this
react.
Is what we're saying, confess.
Confess your I ams, baby.
Make a decree.
Make a decree.
All you got to say is, I like this verse right here. This is how you use it.
Confess I am to turn sickness to health.
Sickness to health.
Confess I am to turn lack into,
lack into wealth.
Wealth. The heavens respond.
The heavens.
Universal.
The universe.
When you say,
oh.
It's 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, a special Father's Day program entitled Great Spiritual Fathers of the Gospel. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. We'll be playing more new music and top hits of the year 2016 and also local artists as well. Hopefully you'll be here for that. I'm going to be looking for you here. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Have a great Father's Day.